A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Lamed Gimel, Shabbos 33A, pagination page 65. About 25 lines up from the bottom, I'm guessing. At the end of a line, you'll see a two dots. Ba'avon Nivlus Pet, Soros Rabos. Again, page 64, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, 33a. And just under midpoint of the page, at the end of a line, there's a two dots and then five words. Ba'avon nivlus pet saros rabos ugzeres koshos mischachos. In the sin of degrading speech, nivlus pet, bad speech. You have to define exactly how bad the speech has to be, but
obscenity
would be a nice English word to describe. So tzaros rabos, big problems, very serious legislations, if you will, from heaven. Very bad rulings could happen. Uvachure sona yisrael mesim, and young people can die. Yisama va'amonos tzoakim ve'enon nanin. And even orphans and widows can call out and won't be answered. Hashem is very upset. Even people who Hashem normally has a predisposition for kindness, the vulnerable people, even them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Alkein abachurov lo yismach Hashem, on the youth, Hashem doesn't rejoice. And he doesn't have mercy on the orphans and widows. Because there's improper activity. The mouth is speaking this novel, this obscenity, this negativity. And not only that, and his hand is still outstretched to do even more of punishment. What is additional? Omer Avchanan bar Rava, based on the end of the pasuk, kol yodim kalo lomo nichnasa lechupa. Everybody knows why a bride goes in to get married. El kol amanabo piv, if a person says it, even if he has a lifetime of destiny for good, 70 years, for that problem, it could be switched for bad. This is a very powerful Gemara about proper speech, and that's the theme that I want to structure today's shir on, including what we'll do on Amud Beis, hopefully. Proper speech and improper speech, we talk obscenity. The Gemara is giving us an example. Everybody knows what a wedding's about. But if you say it, now what does it mean to say it? Okay? I was once by a chasna, and we were sitting around after the chuppah. So after the chuppah, the structure of the chasna is that they do the yichud room, where the chasna and the kala are together for a period of time. Typically, they take a little bite to eat together, have a few minutes to talk. And then they typically do the pictures. It's the first pictures that they're doing as husband and wife and the family, whatever. And then after a period of time, they come out for the first dance. So someone was sitting around, and he thought he was very funny. He's trying to basically say, what's taking so long? I quote. And he thought he was being very funny. He says, I don't know what's taking so long. It doesn't take me that long. In my not-so-humble opinion, he just walked himself into this Gemara. I don't know if that's, you know, the Gemara means one time, and he hinted, and he thought it was funny. He doesn't know how serious it is. I'm not judging him. But if we're looking for an example, the Gemara gives an example. The Gemara says, everybody knows why the Kala goes in. V'chala manavo piv. Now, I don't know how far you have to go to be called a menabel piv, but I know I was sitting there, I was offended. What kind of joke is that? And I think we just have to pay attention that, especially in our generation where everything hangs out, You're talking to your doctor, and you have to describe a problem, so you describe it. But you're sitting around socially, not everybody has to know, you know, who's on birth control, and who's on this. It's not public information. And I think our generation does have to be a little bit more careful about this. Let's turn the page, Shabbos Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Shabbos 33b, page 66. And we have another example of how careful we have to be in speech. And this case is a famous story regarding rechilus, relating information from one person to the next, which will cause hard feelings or possibly actually cause damage to somebody. I'm taking a guess here, counting from the wide lines, counting into the wide lines, about 15 lines. The first word on the line is karu lei rosh hamadarim b'chol makom, and then the word diyasvi in the middle of the line. Good? Yasvi Rabbi Yehuda, for Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Shimon, these three Rabbonim, Tanoim, were sitting together. The Rabbi Shimon is the famous Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. For Yosef Yehuda ben Gorim Gabayhu, and Yehuda ben Gerim was sitting by them. Tosfos makes a reference here and holds that he's supposed to be called Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, because he was a big Talmud Chacham. You'll see the way the Gemara plays out. It's going to be a discussion. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda va'omar. Rabbi Yehuda, the first one in the list, started for Omar, and he said, "Kamo noy maaseim shalom azu. How great are the activities of this nation, the Romans? Taknu shivakim, they made marketplaces. Taknu gisharim, they made bridges. Taknu mechatzos, they made bathhouses." And in the Jewish world, from our perspective, these are all very positive things. You could travel from place to place. People can access yeshivas. People have marketplaces to buy things. To bathe properly is considered a very important thing according to Torah. A person should be clean, hygienic, etc. This is a major cultured establishment here. And he was praising them. Rabbi Yossi Shosak. Rabbi Yossi kept quiet. Not sure something's on his mind. Nene Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai v'omar. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says it like it is. He says, "Komasha tiknu, everything that they thought they were doing special, lo tiknu l'tzarach atzma, they did it for themselves." It's a hedonistic people. Tiknu shivakim, oh yeah, the marketplaces, the business, lo hashabem zonos, that's so that they could have prostitutes available. It's all one big cover-up. You know the people who have Tetris and a spreadsheet, and the boss walks in and they hit from Tetris to the spreadsheet, back and forth. Yeah? So, I don't mean so provocative, obviously, but that's his line. That's his... It's all one big cover-up, the business stuff. Really, what's happening? I'll tell you what's happening. Merchitzos. The bathhouses. You think it's because they believe that they're created in the image of Hashem, and they have to honor the statue of Hashem, so they bathe themselves periodically. Ladin boy matzman. It's a spa. It's they sit there for days, for whatever. It's hedonistic. Gisharim, bridges. Lita mehameches. They want to get taxes. So they built bridges. It was a financial investment. Do you think they had altruistic things, that the Verrazano was built, you know, right? The different ways you could look at the bridge. And he's saying that the Romans, at least, let's figure out what they had in mind. Okay. Halach Yehuda ben Gerim. Yehuda ben Gerim went. V'siper divrehim, and he told over what they said. Rashi says, he didn't tell it over to the Romans. Told it over to his friends, to his people, to relatives. But word got out. V'nishma'u l'malchus. And it got heard, passive voice. It just happened that the Malchus eventually heard about it. And this is something that lets you know that you're not allowed to say everything that might get out, even though you heard it from your Rebbe, quotable quotes. Not necessarily everything gets repeated. The wrong person gets a hold of it, it could cause problems. Amru, they said, Yehuda she'ila yis'ale, Yehuda that said good about us, that was the first one, they're going to elevate him. Yossi shasak. Yossi kept quiet during this discussion. Yigala l'tzipori. He has to go into Golos, exiled. We have to punish him in some way. Shimon shagina. But Reb Shimon bar Yochai that spoke badly about our kingdom. Yehorig. We have to kill him. Ozel hu berei. So he and his son went, and in interest of time, I'm going to summarize. And they hid in the Beis Medrash for a period of time, and his wife kept bringing him food. And then he tells his son, he's afraid that his wife might break down and reveal their hiding place, whichever yeshiva or yeshul they were in. So they decided they need a new plan. They went to a cave, and Israchash Nisa, Hashem provided them with a carob tree and water, and that's what they ate for many years. The Gemara describes literally 12 years they stayed in the cave. Eventually, also Eliyahu Anavi came, v'kama pischa de ma'ara, and he stood by the opening of the cave, and he made an announcement, who's going to tell Bar Yochai de mis kesar ubotel gezeirasei, that the Caesar has died, and his legislation against you is gone, and you don't have to hide anymore. So he understood that to mean he's allowed to go out. So he went out, and the problem was that he was on such a lofty level, he saw someone who was plowing and seeding the field, and he couldn't understand it. How could there be people out there who don't learn Torah? So manichim chaya olam ve'oskim b'chaya sha'a, and they're involved so deeply in this world and not in eternal pursuits. Now you have to understand what exactly this means, because Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, even on his loftiest level, still understood that there's such a thing in the Pasuk, V'yosafta digonecha. This is a famous machlekes, but Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was on a different plane. Whatever this means, but it says, Kamakom shenosim einayim yad nisraf, whatever he looked at got burnt. He was in punish mode. And again, whatever this means, but just the best thing is just to translate what the Gemara says and realize we don't really understand the entire picture. Yatza basko v'omra, a voice came out from heaven and said, "La'achriv olam yitzasam," he came out of the cave to destroy my world. So he went back into the cave for another year, whatever he did during that year to make it smoother. And when he came out, so even what his son, Rabbi Loza destroyed, he was able to heal. Fine. What finally cured them, and this is so important, is that they were going on Erev Shabbos. I'm about 15 lines from the bottom now. The first word on the line is Shabbata. Chazuahu Saba, they saw an elderly man, Davanokit Rei Midani. He was holding two bundles of myrtle branches, of hadassim. Medani also, virat, and he was running, Ben Ashmoshos, right before Shabbos. Amrule, they asked him, Hani Lamolach, what do you need two bundles of myrtles for? Amaluhu lechavet Shabbos, to honor Shabbos. This is like one of the original sources for flowers for Shabbos. So he said to him, Vitiski levachad, what do you need two? Why isn't one enough, one bundle? So the man answered, Chad keneged zocher v'chad keneged shomer. One is because I treasure the positive commandments of Shabbos, and one is because I treasure the prohibitions of Shabbos. So he's walking with two bundles of myrtle. Amalei Levrei, Sir Reb Shimon bar Yochai told his son, Chazi kama chaviv mitzvahs are Yisrael, look how dear mitzvahs are to Klal Yisrael, Yosef daitayu, and they were calmed. When you see Klal Yisrael honoring Shabbos like that, right? The end of the story here, on Shabbos Lamed Aleph, on tomorrow's daf, is that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai met up with this Yehuda ben Gerim, whether we call him Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim or Yehuda ben Gerim, but he met up with him and realized what this man had done to him by gossiping. And the Gemara says, Nasan Bayenov, he gave him a look, and the man dropped dead. So, I mean, to appreciate power of speech, both Nivlus Peh and Rechilus, to be very careful. Yeshakarach.